On the corner of the Flathead Lake Biological Station's main building is a cornerstone made of granite with the year 1967 chiseled into its smooth face. It got removed during a recent renovation of the Elrod building.
We thought it just meant that it was built in 67.
Dr. Jack Stanford started directing the biological station in 1980 after being handpicked by former director Dr. Richard Solberg.
I'd forgotten all about it. I'd forgotten that we ever did such a thing. And one day Jack called me and said, "You got to stop by. We're digging around in the building and we found this time capsule."
The time capsule had been sealed into the wall behind the granite cornerstone since the Elrod building was built during Dr. Solberg's tenure as the biostation director. The 1967 time capsule had scientific papers from the time, as well as a state of the station report. In that report, Dr. Solberg lists the budget for the station at $54,000. Stanford says now he has a $500,000 budget.
Well, if you consider that the inflation is about an order of magnitude, my budget's less than his was.
Solberg used a $150,000 National Science Foundation grant to build the Elrod building in 1967. It was replacing the so-called old brick lab from 1912. That went up during the tenure of Dr. Morton Elrod as director. Solberg oversaw the tearing down of the old lab and the building of the new lab, and they had found a time capsule from 1912 containing scientific reports from the time, as well as a guest list from the ribbon-cutting ceremony. Guests at that ceremony likely came by boat, as Highway 35, running along the East Shore, was still being built by convicts. The total construction costs in 1967 are listed at $115,000. The 2010 remodel, which includes many energy efficiency upgrades like insulation and lighting, tallies up to $467,000. The station was founded in 1899 on Yellow Bay, and it's seen a lot of changes in its 100-year-plus history. Besides the new lodgings and new lab, Dr. Stanford says another thing that's changed is the lake itself. Dr. Solberg says during his tenure in 1962 through 1969, staff and students were studying native fish like the West Slope cutthroat trout. Dr. Stanford says that's changed.
Yeah, when I became director in 1980 and my graduate work here the decade before that, bull trout and cutthroat trout were common in the lake. You can't find one today.
West Slope cutthroat and bull trout still live in the Flathead River and lake system, but are few and far between with invasive species like rainbow and lake trout taking over. Solberg says in the first half of the station's life, the focus was on teaching. Now, they're still teaching, but research plays a central role at the station. Stanford says their research has spread to rivers and streams in different countries and continents, and the ongoing studies in the Flathead system have relevance and repercussions beyond Montana's borders.
The biodiversity is very high in the crown of the continent because it's right square on the water tower of the whole continent. It's where everything seems to begin. The Triple Divide Peak in Glacier Park is a significant feature because water flows from there to Hudson's Bay and to the Mississippi and then to the Columbia.
Who knows when the cornerstone at the Elrod Lab will next be cracked, maybe in 50 more years. When it is, they'll find a list of people who were at this dedication ceremony, another State of the Station report, published scientific studies, water samples, a University of Montana staff pin, a 2013 quarter, and a bottle of scotch. A former student found a cask of scotch aged 34 years in Scotland, brought it back to the States, and it was rebottled with a Monty Dolak print.
And the view is a view down on the other side of the lake, of Flathead Lake. So we thought it would be appropriate to put that kind of water in the time capsule for us and to include with it three vials of Flathead Lake raw water for reference purposes 50 years from now or whenever it is that they decide this building is no longer useful.
34 years is also nearly the amount of time Stanford has been the director at the biological station. For Montana Evening Edition, Katrin Fry reporting from the Flathead.